On a gorgeous night in New York City last week, some 4,000 people dressed all in white dined in a public yet secret place. The event is called Dîner en Blanc. That's how the French say dinner in white. It's this unusual pop-up event that takes place in 20 countries. The guests eat this fabulous meal at a location they learn about only minutes before they get there. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
They arrived in Bryant Park at 6:30, carting tables, chairs, china, food, glasses, and cutlery. Laura Tyring came down from White Plains. She stood on line with her friend Monica Condor, rolling her card and carrying a big straw basket, wearing a white shirt, white pants, and a big white lacy floppy hat. How long ago did she learn the secret location of this event?
A minute.
A minute?
They give us several locations where to meet.
What number are we at? Number 2?
8.
We're number 8.
Tyring tells me they met up at a particular location.
And then the leader tells us, follow me.
And they didn't even learn it was Bryant Park until they were almost there.
Push up right up against the table behind you, next to them, no space.
That's Clayton LaHotan, one of the table leaders, organizing the 4,000 diners in a scene that started with a bit of chaos. But as you watch more than 1,800 tables being set up in this park, suddenly it's organized and gorgeous. White china, white napkins, sometimes folded in intricate designs, flowers, white lilies and roses, little electric candles that won't blow out in the wind. And the clothes. Wedding dresses, styles from the 20s, people wearing white angel wings. Sandy Jarrett is here with her daughter Michelle. It's Sandy's second time.
It's all about the adventure. It's about lugging all the accoutrements to some unknown destination and then getting there and seeing all these adventurers in white. It's magical.
Sandy Safi is one of the co-hosts of Dîner en Blanc.
It baffles me every time to see, like, how much people invest into this.
It's been 25 years since it started in Paris. Last year, 13,000 dined in front of the Eiffel Tower. But when it came to New York 3 years ago, she says, requests started pouring in.
From all over the world. I can tell you I have about 400 cities right now waiting to join the network.
And there are thousands on the waiting list for the New York event. So what's the magic, I ask? She says it's doing something spontaneous and different that gets back to basic values we forget in the bustle of city life. Sharing a meal with friends, getting dressed up. Her co-host, Emmerich Pasquier, is a son of the founder of Dîner en Blanc.
Most of the events now, you just pay a price and you're passive. In Dîner en Blanc, it's right the opposite. You work a lot. You have to bring your own table. You have to bring your own chairs. So you commit and you have to bring back your garbage. All this work is like an achievement. And you will see the joy of people tonight.
A few minutes later, I'm walking through the lines of tables when surprisingly, an acquaintance, Leslie Brown, calls out to me. She is at a table for 6 filled with glorious-looking food and several bottles of wine. What's on the menu, I ask?
An assortment of cheeses that Joy brought along. We have roasted cauliflower and peas, a rice salad with portobello mushroom that Bernadette made.
And the list went on. And then came this.
Are you going to sit down and eat with us?
Well, I don't know.
We have an extra plate. We can just make one for you.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Why not?
Are you serious?
We have enough to fit, and I have an extra knife and fork.
They found a box for me to sit on, and there was lots of good food and conversation. Next year, perhaps, I will have to find a really nice white dress. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.